Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Thank you so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned to Chosen Generation Radio. We welcome all of our audience. Want to also welcome those that are watching us on TECN-TV. Get over to TECN-TV.com, TECN-TV.com. You can watch us live each day on TECN-TV.com. We're on Cloud Hub. We're also still up over on Facebook as well. Glad to be with all of you that are watching that way. Those of you that are listening across our terrestrial signal all across the country and in a number of different cities, and we thank you for being with us today. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome to the program. And if you're watching us online, I just want you to understand. So you see the name Arasuli. That is the name of my guest. Behind his name is a picture. That is a picture of Islamists that are participating in violence. And it is important to understand the message that we're trying to get you to understand is that our pacified Western perception of Islam, we have been indoctrinated to believe something about this that is, in most instances, for most people, it is untrue. And it is almost impossible for us to grasp. But folks, Islam is contrary. It advocates the overthrowing of our government. It does. It absolutely does. 18 U.S. Code 2385 is what it's in violation of. It also advocates the interference with state and federal law, 10 U.S. Code 253, and it actually violates the 14th Amendment because it rejects U.S. citizenry and the oath that you swear as a U.S. citizen when you become one, and if you're born here, even then, that oath applies to you relative, and we're not talking about civil disobedience where a law is unjust. We're talking about a contrary view, and I want to welcome Arasuli to explain using the text of Islam to back up what I just said. Is there anything that I said? And welcome, Arasuli. It's good to have you, Al, with us. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
Is there anything that I said that is wrong And then can you please share out of the writings of the Islamic books what supports the statements that I made?
Everything you said is absolutely correct. Because Islam, because Sharia, let's get this straight. Sharia is the Islamic law or rules of law, which cover literally the whole life of a Muslim from birth to death. It covers their religion, their belief, their economy, how they behave, how they should dress, what they should think. And it is oppressive, it is violent, especially because Sharia separates the Muslim from the non-Muslim. As according to the Quran, according to Muhammad's Quran and his Sunnah. Sunnah means the traditions about Muhammad, which are written in the Hadith. According to Sharia, Muslims are superior human beings to everybody who is not a Muslim. Islam is the greatest and the most perfect religion ever created. Muhammad was pure, more pure and more intelligent and more capable and more loved by Allah than Jesus, Moses, or Abraham. These are not my words, ladies and gentlemen. These are in the Islamic tradition. If you don't believe me, Google Sharia, Google Quran, read. All you need to read, there are 114 chapters, don't waste your time. Read chapters 2 to chapter 9 inclusive. After that, you will have your hair turn white. Because you will understand exactly what Muslims want. The single purpose of life for life of a Muslim is to convert every human being to Islam, to submit to Sharia or be exterminated. These are the words of the Quran. These are the words of the Hadith. These are the traditions of Islam. So Sharia is the nemesis of the American Constitution. In fact, Sharia is the nemesis of everything to do with human freedom. Women are oppressed. Christians and Jews and Hindus and Buddhists are not second class, they are third class citizens. To be treated with contempt, to be murdered, to be plundered or enslaved at will. These, what I'm telling you sounds outrageous, I know. But this is exactly what it is, that's what Sharia is. The pastor said, how do we fight Sharia? The simplest way is not a war with killing. There are 1,500 million Muslims. Unless you kill all of them, you can't stop Islam. The way to stop it is simple. Sharia incites every Muslim in every country on earth, which is America or Europe or anywhere else, to hate the very people who give them shelter. Not ever to be loyal citizens. So, we have to ban Sharia. Banning Sharia means you cannot allow women to wear the hijab and niqab in the streets of Europe or in America. You cannot allow madrasas. Madrasas are the religious schools of the Muslims. What do they teach them in the madrasa? They teach them the Quran. So generation after generation of Muslims growing up in America and Europe are indoctrinated to hate the very people who give them shelter, the very people who give them benefits and health care.
And can I interrupt
for a moment? People who are coming to you from Afghanistan?
Well, let me interrupt just one second, too. Understand, too, as I understand in the studies that I've done of Islam, that the benevolence, quote-unquote, the money, the food, the shelter, all of the aid that America gives to these Islamic people that are coming into our country, their leadership tells them that this is submission by the kafir.
Absolutely correct. They don't tell them this is charity. They don't accept it as charity.
Right.
On the contrary, they tell them this is part and parcel of jihad and that the Christians are only doing it because they are submitting to Islam. They are submitting to Sharia. This is their penalty for not being Muslims. Jizya is the penalty for not being a Muslim. And they always use jizya against Christians and Jews and Buddhists and Hindus to insult them and humiliate them, as at the same time collecting enormous amounts of tax, what they call it, taxation. It's not taxation, it's a penalty for not being a Muslim. You're absolutely right. It's beautiful what you just mentioned. They do not consider, I remember when there was a tsunami in Indonesia, Christians in Europe and America gave them maybe $350 million. What a waste of money. Not a penny, not a single dime ever was received by the people who were suffering. And if they did receive it, they were told this is not charity. This is not because of the goodness of the heart of the Christians. This is a penalty for not being Muslims. They had to pay it. This is so important, what you just said. This is exactly as important as if I was talking about Sharia. The American Constitution prohibits any group of people inciting another against another group of people. This is where Nazi Party is not allowed. Not only in America, but in Europe also.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they incite to kill other people, whether they're black or Jews or gypsies or whatever.
And there's a law in the books.
In every...
Well, and there's a law in the book. I was just going to say, Al, that there's a law in the books here in the United States that forbids communism. Gosh, when I was a kid growing up, you know, the Communist Party, you couldn't form, you weren't supposed to form a Communist Party. And we were taught that in school. We understood that communism was an enemy of the United States of America and our constitutional free republic. And now you actually have a Communist Party in the United States, and the Democratic Party of the United States is actually a Communist Party, and they are proudly that. It's stunning.
Absolutely.
To me.
Yes. As stunning as it is, it's because the education system for the last 60 years was slowly but deliberately taken over by leftists.
Yeah.
That's why the topmost professors, so-called professors in American universities, almost the entirety of them are leftists. They hate America. The very country that gave them their rights, they hate it. This is self-hatred, by the way. It's called self-hatred. When one person from a group, or an ethnic group, or a religious group, turns against the very people he was growing up with. And for no reason. I mean, for stupid. Yeah. They are literally stupid animals. Because they are bringing destruction to the state. They are bringing destruction to the future generations of America. But they were allowed to do so because most men and women, fathers and mothers, did not keep an eye on what was being taught. Until the COVID came and then we had remote communication, and the parents were able to find out that, in fact, their children are being indoctrinated to hate America.
Well,
and some of them are revolting.
And part of that is that the church fails to condemn the sin nature in man. Folks, God didn't make... Yeah, God didn't make people good. I mean, I know that. So, what do you mean? I'm telling you, people are inherently wicked. That is exactly what Jeremiah speaks about. There are multiple scriptures to talk. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But what does that really mean? That means that for all are enemies of God, enemies of goodness, enemies of righteousness. That's the old nature you're born with. That's sin nature. It's why Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. And I just want to, and we're gonna talk some more in our next segment, but I just want to say this. As Christians, we preach Jesus Christ and repentance. The only way to go to heaven is through Jesus Christ. And we're telling Muslims that the Quran is telling them lies, that they are locked into an oppressive system, and through Jesus Christ they can be set free. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. You can find, by the way, Al-Rasuli's articles in my personal blog. I put up every article that he sends me, because it's such vital information for us to understand. You were talking about, the blindness and the lack. I mentioned as we were going into the break about our responsibility as Christians to speak into this situation, because we need to hold to our belief, which is the truth, and point out these lies. This is a part of helping. And you were talking to me in the break about Iran, 56 million under the age of 42, and millions in Iran that are rejecting Islam. Talk to us about that story, please.
Well, the news media will never tell you this, neither in Europe nor in America. But you see, because I listen and I understand Arabic, I listen to the news coming from the Muslim world. In Arabic, in Farsi, in any language of the Muslim world, you listen to them, you get much more information than if you listen to Europeans or Americans. 56 million out of 85 million people in Iran are below the age of 42. They have never known anything except Sharia, which is the most oppressive form of government. It's a theocracy, a tyrannical theocracy. There is no freedom in Sharia. Women are treated like garbage. Jews and Christians are nothing. Homosexuals are murdered, slaughtered, thrown from buildings or hanged in public. Same thing with lesbians. The same thing with anybody who does not fit with the Islamic point of view. So it is so important. Many of them, millions of them, are going underground and turning to Christianity. Why Christianity? Simple. Because in the Quran, Jesus is called a Muslim prophet. Get this. Muslim prophet. He's not only a prophet, but he's a Muslim prophet. The same thing with the mother of Jesus and all the disciples of Jesus. All of them are Muslim. So the Quran, in that sense, reveres Jesus. So it becomes so easy for Muslim young people who hate Islam to turn to Christianity. They substitute Muhammad with Jesus. And this is the best substitution anybody can possibly imagine. Because Muhammad was a pervert, a mass murderer, a rapist, a serial predator upon women. That's the fact. These are the... By the way, everything I'm saying to you, just Google it. Did Muhammad have 9 wives or 11 wives? It will tell you. Did Muhammad rape women who became enslaved, sexual slaves? It will tell you. It's there. I'm not telling you something... unusual, it's there.
Well,
everything I quote to you.
Did he not marry a 9-year-old?
He raped her. He didn't marry her. There was no marriage in Islam.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. And there was no marriage in pagan Arabia.
Yeah, thank you.
Not the way we understand it.
Thank you. No, I knew that, but I wanted you, the expert, to share that. That's what he did.
I appreciate
that. He raped a 9-year-old.
He raped her. In Arabic, they call it nakahaha. Because I'm giving you the example in terminology also.
And let me get this in before we get out. Let me get this in before we break too. Folks, you have to understand as well that in Africa right now, in Nigeria, Boko Haram, those Muslims, they take little girls, 9, 10, 11-year-old girls, and for 24 hours, they become a man's wife. They rape those little girls, and then they pass them to the next man. And that happens day after day after day after day after day, in many instances, until she's dead.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.